This is the United States Eventing Association's official podcast. Hello and welcome to the program. I'm Chris Stafford. My guest this week is Leslie Law, who has recently been appointed as the U.S. Equestrian Federation's Eventing Developing Rider Coach, and he joins me now from his training base and his new home in Ocala, Florida. Leslie, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Well, as I said, your new home, we should tell everybody that you're now back in a new home on your property, but you've been displaced for a few months, hadn't you?
Yeah, I was back in June. The little house that was on the property was rather old and starting to fall down around us a little bit. So we took the big decision to knock it down and build a new one. So since June we've been living just down the road. Many thanks to Tim and Cheryl Holkamp actually, who allowed us to stay in their place, which is really only a stone's throw away from us. So they've been very, very kind and given us somewhere to have a roof over our head while the new one's been built. And they managed to get it done, and we hastily moved in on Christmas Eve.
Well, home has been in Ocala now for how many years? When did you move here from Europe, Leslie?
It's 9 years. 9 years, exactly 9 years ago, to be honest. Yeah.
And remind everybody the reason for that move, because they might wonder, having achieved what you did in Europe, why you chose to move over here.
There was a number of reasons. I obviously met Leslie, my wife now, and she's Canadian, and so she was this side the water. I was also, I've always been interested in the teaching sides of things, and I always felt there was greater potential for that over here. And at some point in your career, who knows when, the riding comes to an end, and after riding, teaching is my passion. And so and I always thought there was, like I said, better opportunities for that over this side. And so it was a big decision, but it was one I decided to make. And I think throughout riding, you're always having to make big decisions. So, it wasn't that difficult, because I've sort of done that all my life, made those kind of big decisions, really. So it was just another one to make.
And you've established, obviously, a good training center there at home. How many horses do you have, and how many acres do you have there in Ocala?
Well, we have stalls for 19 horses, and it's on about 11 acres. Most of the time, throughout the winter, we are full then, with people coming down, obviously coming down to Ocala for the winter seasons. And then, the rest of the year, we probably run around 15 horses most of the time. So it's a good number, it's very manageable. It's not so many that it gets away from you, and, you can keep an eye on everything, and hopefully let nothing slip, quite honestly, with that number.
Well, you were delivering the keynote speech at this year's annual convention, Leslie, and many of our members and listeners were not in attendance. So let's just recap what you were talking about, because you referenced there the decision to move over here from Europe to the States and base yourself here. But what were the key points about that? And I know that it related to that move, and it was all about having the knowledge and learning the skills and advancing your career to become the top trainer that you are now.
Really, the main topic of it is, I started off by saying, one of the main questions I get asked, one of the questions I get asked the most, basically, is, do you have any advice to sort of becoming a top rider? And there's an awful lot of things that really, I suppose, go into being a top rider, whether it's having access to horses and lots of other things. But I think the one thing I thought was that what everybody, no matter who they are, can gain is knowledge. Whether it's through reading books, whether it's by watching in the collecting ring, whether it's watching videos, or asking people questions, basically being a working student. or whatever. So that was the topic, and so then I went on really to say, you know, where I gained a lot of my knowledge as I've gone throughout my career, and you know, when I looked at it, a lot of it has been gained through you know, American people, quite honestly. Having spent 2 years when I was younger with Ian Sillage doing jumpers, and then, you know, crossing paths with a number of different American people over the years, I've gained so much knowledge through that. And so, you know, it's for everybody to realize, actually, you know, before you actually, you know, sort of condemn your own country or go running overseas to try and find it, it's actually right here on your doorstep, probably. And you just got to look at it. And there are so many people here, you know, like you know, the O'Connors, Bruce Davidson, and all those people who have won gold medals and have been champions in this sport, and have so much knowledge, you know, to give everybody within this country. And it's right here on your doorstep if you go looking for it.
Yes, well, clearly you've benefited from a wealth of experience and knowledge from a lot of those people now, and established yourself as one of the top trainers here and a clinician that travels extensively. You spend a lot of your time doing that, don't you, Leslie?
Yeah, I travel an awful lot doing the clinics. You know, I mean, it's probably more so in the summer, perhaps in the winter, quite honestly. I love doing them, and it's great. You know, it's great to give back. You know, and it's very fulfilling, really.
Well, let's talk now about this new role as the USES Eventing Developing Rider Coach. First of all, what does that mean for those that are not familiar with that title?
Well, it's the under 25s and under 18s who have sort of, you know, they've had results, they've been noticed through competition results, and also, you know, some of them have been sort of talent spotted as well, not just results alone. And so, you know, they've been selected by a panel, basically, by a committee, and so, you know, my role is to take that on and work with them as far as training, and you know, looking at competitions, where they're going, what they might be doing, and really just helping, you know, to take them through to the senior ranks eventually.
So how much involvement will you have with them throughout a year, let's say going into the new year? When does that program start, and how often will you see them?
Well, we kick off in January. We're doing five days out in California, and then we come back and we do 2 4-day stints here at in Ocala, back to back weeks. So that's the start, you know, that's the starting place, quite honestly. You know, and then obviously when they're at competitions, and I'm at the competitions, you know, I'll be watching there. You know, and any other time they're free to get on the phone and, you know, or email and ask for advice and so forth. And then I think we're looking at probably getting back together in the summer, and then again, you know, before the full 3-day events that they might be going to.
So will you be working with them in all three phases, Leslie?
Yeah, that's the plan right now, yes, yeah.
So you will give them clinics or training sessions then around the country as and when you see them, or do you have to go to a particular venue to get them together in a clinic environment?
Yeah, the first one in California, it'll be like a 5-day clinic, basically. There'll be some lectures as well. And then, you know, the same will happen at Longwood, basically. It'll be a 4-day clinic. You know, for the under 18s, and then a 4-day clinic the following week for the under 25s. So, you know, the first sessions in January will be sort of a clinic situation, basically. And then, you know, I think it'll be a, once we've done that and they've got to meet me and I've got to meet them, you know, we'll obviously, it'll obviously be a lot clearer as to how we're going to develop things from there, quite honestly.
Well, you mentioned the lectures as well, and we all know that there are so many parts to the puzzle here to put them all together to create the horsemanship that you need as the basis for good riding, Leslie. Talk about those lectures and the kind of content that you will be delivering.
Well, they'll very much continue on from what, you know, from what David, you know, David started the program last year. You know, I've had one meeting with David so far. It's extremely important that, you know, there's continuity from, you know, from what David starts and what I do. So, you know, I think it's obviously important that, you know, David and I, you know, speak. And like I said, you know, we've had one meeting already. We'll obviously, I think we'll definitely have some more, hopefully, before we go to California as well. But so those lectures, they're going to go, you know, they're going to go down the same path really as what David started last year. So there'll be, you know, there'll be some on theory on the riding, and then we'll be looking a little bit probably at stable management, things like shoeing, and that sort of stable management side of it as well, quite honestly. So, you know, it's carrying on from where David started, really.
Right, and obviously putting your own ideas into the mix as well. What is it that motivates you so much about bringing on young people? You know, spotting young talent and producing it to take it to its fullest potential.
Well, really, you know, the fact that it interests me is, you know, I always think, you know, I started pretty much from, well, I did from nothing, quite honestly. And I was always ever so grateful for the people that were prepared to, you know, put the time into me and give me the time to get me where they did. I mean, and not necessarily just in the horses, people like Revel Guest, who I worked for, you know, who's a tremendous business lady and gave me so many opportunities and so many experience. And, you know, there's hundreds of people, way too many people to mention. But, you know, I'm extremely appreciative of what those people did for me, because, you know, without all that, without that help, there's no way I'd have got to where I did. And so, you know, what I want to do now is try and help the next generation. And, you know, even if we can get one or two to where I got to, it would be fantastic.
All the way to that Olympic gold medal. Absolutely, Leslie. Well, I want to wish you the best of luck with that. But whilst you're here, we are going to get a training tip of the week from you. What do you have in mind, Leslie?
I think the winter months is always a good time to get a little bit back to basics and back to practicing things. And, you know, one of the things we do at home, I do myself, and, you know, and the students do, we put out four poles. I mean, it's, you know, it's nothing new. As I said in some of the other interviews with this, is, you know, with riding, it's not about reinventing the wheel, quite honestly. It's getting back to good basics. And a, you know, a great exercise, right, you know, this time of year is to get four poles out, put them on like a 20, 30 meter circle type of thing, and learn to canter those poles, be able to meet them in stride, not be stepping all over them, but to meet the poles in their stride, be able to shorten the stride to the poles, be able to lengthen the stride to the poles, and really train your eye to that. And it's a great exercise because it does help to train your eye. And at the same time, you know, it's not expensive on the horse's legs, which is the all important thing. You know, it's getting the miles and getting the experience in without being expensive on the horse, quite honestly. And that's a good exercise, you know, that you can accomplish all those things.
How large a circle would that be? And would you decrease it over time?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the level of the horse. The greener the horses are, the bigger the circle, to be fair. You know, so, you know, because obviously they're not as established in their canter. And then, you know, the more you know, the more advanced the horses are, that you can make the, you can put the poles on a smaller circle. You know, I mean, 20 meters is small enough, quite honestly. You know, like I said, and you can practice, you know, in, you know, working on the number of strides between each whale. There's so many things you can do with it. But again, you know, with everything, you look at what you're riding, look at the experience of your horse, and, you know, adjust it accordingly as well.
And important to do that exercise on both reins, I'd imagine.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. Yep. Keep it equal.
All right, well, a great tip there as the season meets us around the corner very quickly here. So lots of winter training involved before then, mm-hmm. Leslie. So I want to thank you very much indeed for coming on the program. Good luck with your new role as the developing rider coach. And thanks again. Nice to speak to you.
Well, thank you for calling.
And a reminder that you can download this podcast from the iTunes podcast store to your smartphone podcast apps. Until the next time, thank you for listening and enjoy your eventing.